Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm excited to dive into this topic today. This is actually more like a masterclass than it is just a regular podcast episode, because today I'm going to be talking about how to master fear and doubt and take control of your life. And if you're listening to this podcast, one of the things that I know about you is you probably like to have your hands on your life. In fact, you probably have your hands on other people's lives as well. But today we're not talking about letting go of that. We're actually talking about how you can take responsibility for things like fear and doubt. Because I know that if you're like me and like most of my clients, you also struggle with fear and doubt. And it doesn't matter how successful you are or what you've accomplished in your life, fear and doubt are always going to come up. But learning how to navigate them in a powerful way will continue to propel you forward. So I'm sure, like me, you've done many things where you've had to move past your fear. But do you remember how you did that? Did you have a strategy for moving through or navigating when fear and doubt showed up for you? Because that's what today's episode is all about. I'm going to actually give you the tool that I use when I am working through this myself. And I've had a lot of fear and doubt over the past little while in my life, in my relationships, with my career, even going back up on stage again, competing as a fitness model, brought up a lot of fear and doubt and insecurity. So nobody is immune to this. But again, when you have the right tools, you can navigate this so much easier. So the first thing I want to talk about is the emotion of fear and doubt. And what I want you to know is that, like all your emotions, they are not here to, you know, make your life miserable. They are not here to cause problems. Your emotions are simply here to help guide you. They provide information. And so many of you don't want to listen to the information. You're doing everything you can to avoid, to numb out, so that you don't have to feel those feelings. Whereas when you can embrace your emotions as being feedback for you, as being part of your guidance system, you will be able to use any emotion, even the, you know, quote unquote negative ones, to empower you. When you can decode the message that is there for you, you know, life becomes your oyster, so to speak, right? You're not trapped by anything. And what you can come to understand and truly know is that you are not your emotions. Just like you are not your thoughts, you are the thinker of your thoughts, you are the feeler of your emotions, but they are not you. Just information. It is data, gives you feedback, helps to give you guidance. And your job, if you should choose to undertake this work, is to get really, really curious about what is the message they're trying to send. So in the case of fear and doubt, fear plays a really important role in our life. Like, thank goodness we have fear, because otherwise we'd all be walking out in front of moving cars or jumping off cliffs or walking down dark alleys at night, la-di-da, like no big deal. So fear does play a role. It's there to help keep you safe. That's its job. Fear is there to help keep you safe. But fear, innocently enough, doesn't know the difference between you're about to get hit by a car or you're about to tell somebody that you really like how much you like them, or that you're about to just walk out on stage and give a presentation. So remember, fear is trying to show you and is trying to keep you safe. Your job, though, is to determine whether or not that fear is real, or I think the acronym is for fear is fake evidence appearing real, right? So if you walk out on stage and give a presentation in front of hundreds or thousands of people, will you die? Probably not. If you walk out in front of a moving vehicle, will you die? There's a possibility there. So distinguishing what is true and what is made up in your mind. What thoughts have you made up in your mind that are fueling that emotion of fear? So that's where I wanted you to start, is understanding that fear and doubt really are about keeping you safe. And when you honor that, instead of just kind of surrendering to them, oh, there's so much possibility on the other side of that. So let's dive into how to really navigate them. So the first place I start when it comes to fear is I name it. Like, what is fear trying to tell me? I create an intimate relationship with it. Like, fear is standing in front of me. So I am not my fear. It's out here. So hi, fear. Nice to meet you. What is it that you want me to know? What is it that you're trying to tell me? I simply get incredibly curious about what the fear actually is. So in my own life, back in the day, I used to be terrified. I know this is going to sound so crazy. I've come so far in terms of fears I've had to overcome. But I used to have this fear of like meeting new people or going to networking events. And so I had to get intimate with my fear. And I remember a coach at the time said, well, can you name it? Like, what is this fear about? And I'm like, okay, the fear is that, you know, somebody isn't going to like me. I'm going to be like judged. What if I don't fit in? Right? I had this whole list of all these things. So the next step is, once you have named your fear, once you really understand it, once you've named your doubt, like, what is it that you're, what is it the doubt is trying to tell you? Once you've named it and you've got clarity on, okay, now I know the fear is this. The fear is this. I had a client today. We went down the same path. And the fear that came out was something like, whoa, like, where did that come from? So you will be surprised probably when you start to name your fear, what it actually is. And when you write it down on paper and see it in front of you, it really helps you to distill, is this true? Or is this a story that I'm making up in my mind? So once you've named it and you've gotten intimate with it, you've had this conversation with your fear, what are you trying to tell me? What does it want you to know, right? You've honored the fact that this is what you're feeling and this is what it is. I want you to ask yourself three different questions, okay? And the first one is, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen? So if I'm afraid of speaking out on stage or going to a network event, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen? Will I drop dead? And I always ask myself that. And I know it sounds kind of funny when I say that, but will you die? This is something I say to myself, that Lisa, will you die? Because other than me actually dying, what do I have to be afraid of? So will you die? But what is the worst thing that could happen? Okay, well, somebody doesn't like me. Maybe somebody talks badly about me. Maybe I feel like I don't fit in. I come home and my dogs run away. My husband has left me. My kids are angry at me. Like, what is the worst thing that could happen to you, right? And I want you to really paint this extreme picture of worst case scenario, like doomsday, the sky is falling. This would be so horrible if this happened, okay? So once you've got that all down on paper, and by now you're probably laughing, like, okay, what are the chances that this could actually happen? And you might be starting to question even like, oh, well, what if somebody doesn't like me? I'm going to get to that. Then I want you to write out, what is the absolute best thing that could happen? And I want you to go just as extreme on this side. I want you to think about like, oh my God, I'm going to meet my new best friend. Everybody is going to love me. I am going to be propelled into the stratosphere. I'm going to become super successful just from this one meeting, whatever it is, right? Like, I want you to go really, really large. So if we were talking about relationship, worst case scenario, he says he doesn't like you. He storms out of the building. He never wants to talk to you again. He calls you names, right? Best case scenario. They're like, oh my God, I love you too. We should get married. let's have babies together, right? I'm joking, but you see what I'm saying, right? Like, I want you to really exaggerate this. Like, what is the absolute best thing that could happen? Once you've got that on paper now, and by this time, your fear should be starting to soften and diffuse because you'll be starting to see a little bit how crazy it is, right? Like, you start to get to laugh at yourself. And one of the things that a mentor said to me a long time ago that I always say to my clients is, we're not creating oxygen. And when we give ourselves away to our emotions, we give away our personal power, right? We give our feelings so much meaning. And they don't have to mean anything. Like I said, they are just there as data to give us feedback, to help us like lay out the roadmap, to give us insight into ourselves. That's it. Okay. So this allows us to diffuse the fear, to diffuse the doubt, to laugh at ourselves, right? Remember, life is meant to be fun. Can we enjoy it more? Why have we given everything so much meaning? And then we've wrapped all this fear around all of it. And like I said, for the most part, most of it is just made up. So the last question you're going to ask yourself is, what will probably happen? Okay, Lisa, if you go to this networking event, I don't know, maybe you'll meet one or two cool people. Maybe you'll strike up a new connection. Maybe you'll get a coffee date down the road. Maybe you'll just have a nice time and you'll go home and you'll realize you didn't die. Right? Same thing in a relationship. Maybe you'll meet the person, you'll realize they're super nice. Maybe there might be something more. You're going to have another date. Right? So the middle ground, that what will probably happen, is probably going to be closer to what's on the other side of you moving through your fear. Now, you'll notice I didn't say moving past your fear, because I have this perspective on fear and doubt. My job isn't to make fear and doubt go away. I actually appreciate them. I value what they bring to the table. They've become powerful wing mates of mine, so to speak, because when fear and doubt show up, because their job is to protect me, it makes me excited about, well, what's on the other side, right? What opportunity is here for me, because I'm challenging myself to do something I've never done before. So it's natural and normal that fear should show up if I'm stepping into something that I am unfamiliar with. It's natural that doubt would show up if I've never done something before, whether it's go out on stage, go on a date with a certain person, do something in my business that I've never done. Of course, these are going to show up. And currently in my own business, I've decided I want to step more into speaking on a stage, which ironically, I love being on stage. This is one of the reasons why I like to compete as a fitness athlete. I love being on stage. Yet the thought of being on stage kind of fully clothed and speaking to an audience brings up a lot of fear in me. To which you might be thinking, like, Lisa, that's crazy. You speak to thousands of people every week on the podcast. I speak in front of large groups coaching. I am not new to speaking. But the past version of me was terrified of speaking. The past version of me, once upon a time, hired a visibility coach because I was so afraid of being seen and being heard, that somebody was going to tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. Somebody was going to judge me. Somebody was going to tell me to sit down. And listen, all of those things, somebody probably has judged me. Somebody probably does think I don't know what I'm talking about. It didn't matter though, right? What mattered was I was willing to bring that fear and doubt forward, because it was important for me to get visible in my business. And now fear and doubt have shown up again because they're like, okay, Lisa, this version of you, of course you can speak on a stage. But that old version of me is like, are you sure she can do that? Are you sure you want to do this? Right? It's edgy for me. So I am going through the same process in my life right now as I expand in my business, as I expand in my life, as I step into a new phase in my relationship, which also comes with fear and doubt. I've had to make friends with them. So they are not me. I am not my fear. I am not my doubt. I've got fear here. I've got doubt here. We've linked arms together and we're going to move forward with them, not without them, not trying to get rid of them first, but bring them with you, dialogue with them. This is how you come to be a master of fear and doubt. And when you can start to understand that it's not about getting rid of your emotions, it's not about not having these emotions, but it's about partnering with them so that you can have more of what you want, which ultimately is going to give you the control that you want in life, right? If I have to wait for fear and doubt to disappear before I can take action, my God, I'd still not be taking any action. So this process, right? What is the worst thing that will happen? What is the absolute best thing that could happen? And what will probably happen is a tool that I use to get me out of my head, to get me out of my emotions, to take action moving forward, and to remind me to laugh at myself, to lighten up. Because at the end of the day, you know, like I say, will I die if I do this? Which you probably won't. But I also know that one day I am going to leave this planet, which requires that I want to live fully. It doesn't require that I do anything. You can live a mediocre life if that's what you want to do. But if you are here like me to live an extraordinary life, to want more, to feel more fulfilled, to have more joy, to have more ease, these are some of the things that you get to work through. You don't have to work through anything, but you get to work through this. And the more you can partner with yourself, the more you can partner with all of your emotions and see them as separate from you. And like, it's like the Brady Bunch, right? I don't know if now I'm really dating myself. It's like the Brady Bunch, all these little kids, right? Or maybe it's Romper Room, whatever it was, right? But think of your emotions as all these little kids, and your job is to pay attention to them, listen to what they have to say, gather their feedback, and then distill it through an adult lens. What is it that you're trying to tell me? What are you helping me to navigate through? Is this real? Will I die? How can we partner with all those little children that are your feelings so that you can move forward and consciously create the life that you want? And that's really what I do in my work. I help women go from overwhelmed, overbusy, overdoing, all the overs, into powerful and conscious creators of the life they want to live. So they go from having their life living them to them really living and consciously creating their lives. So if you want more of this and you are ready to step into a container that will allow you to pull all the threads that are holding you back to give you the freedom, fulfillment, ease, joy that you are looking for, then make sure you go to lisacarpenter.ca/collective and apply to work with me inside my 6-month container, The Collective. This is for ambitious, driven women who are really committed to their self-development. It's probably a journey you've been on for a while, but you're also frustrated that you're not where you want to be yet. You know all the things, you've done all the things, but why aren't the things you want changing? Why can't you stay committed to yourself? Why are you not making yourself a priority? Why are you not doing the things you say you're going to do? You're lacking that self-integrity. And then worst of all, you're beating yourself up and judging yourself as to why you're not there yet and why you can't stay committed. When in your life, you consider yourself a committed person, and you love accomplishing the things you set out to accomplish, except when it comes to making you a priority. So this is a hybrid container. I'm doing enrollment now. So if you would like to apply to learn more and hop on a call with me, lisacarpenter.ca/the collective, I would love to talk and connect with you to see if it's going to be the right fit for you. So we're going to wrap up this episode here. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedbacks. So please make sure you hop over to social media. Probably Instagram is the best place to find me, at Lisa Carpenter Inc. And let me know how this episode resonated with you and if it was helpful. So remember, you are not your feelings. You are not your thoughts. And when you can talk to them as though they are separate from you, because they are, you will learn how to master fear and doubt and all of your emotions, and take control of your life. Until the next episode, take good care of you, and we'll talk soon.